Iraq's parliament was supposed to meet today to resolve the dispute over who will be the country's next prime minister. That session, though, was called off at the last minute. But as we hear from NPR's Jamie Tarabay in Baghdad, there are now signs that Iraq's long political impasse could soon be over.
It was as close to a concession speech as anyone was likely to hear.
You have chosen me, and I return it back to you to see what is suitable. You shall find me ready to work however you decide.
A spokesman for Iraq's Shiite alliance read out a letter from its nominee for Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari. In it, Jafari finally relented, saying the alliance members have the right to select a new candidate. Jafari's nomination nearly 2 months ago provoked strong protests from Iraq's Sunni Arab and Kurdish leaders, as well as from some members of his own alliance, which is the dominant group in the new parliament. The troubled candidacy thwarted all political progress and pushed the country into further violence and chaos. Less than 24 hours earlier, Jafari had insisted he was the Shiite alliance's only candidate for prime minister, and conceding, he told reporters in a nationally televised news conference, was out of the question. But while he was talking to reporters, UN envoy Ashraf Ghazi had a special audience with the country's most influential Shiite religious leaders. He traveled to Najaf and met with Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. He also met with radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, Jafari's strongest backer. What was said in the meetings isn't known, but the effect was almost instantaneous. The Shiite alliance announced it will meet Friday to reconsider Jafari's nomination. That meant postponement of today's parliamentary session, which was announced by acting speaker Adnan Pachachi.
The leaders of the various parliamentary blocs have decided to postpone the meeting until Saturday afternoon. 2 days is not such a long time. We have waited long enough, I think. Thank you very much.
Shiite politician Hossein Shahristani told reporters the alliance wants agreement on all the top government posts when parliament reconvenes. A president, prime minister, their deputies, and a parliamentary speaker must be chosen. And Shahristani said there'll be more backroom dealings before a group of leaders is produced that everyone can agree on.
There is more than one slate still discussing the names of their nominees for the posts. There'll be too many meetings with the other blocs to agree on one complete list to present to Parliament on Saturday.
As reporters lobbied for more answers, current President Jalal Talabani waved them off, telling them, save your questions for Saturday. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.